Is Auburn's roster finished? Goalers seem to leave the door open.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Is Auburn's football roster finished? What are you talking about? We just started practice yesterday. Goalers seemed to leave the door open on Tuesday in the press conference. We're going to break that down and talk about what positions could potentially be added, if any. We'll preview practice today, talk about what we're going to hope to see, and specifically running backs and wide receivers. But let's jump right into it. Everyone knows about the ruling that came down last Friday. And if you need a quick refresher, essentially what it was is a judge in Colorado wants to apply the five years to play five back, starting with the 2022 class. So what does that mean? Well, imagine if Jeremiah Cobb was one class earlier and last year would have been his fourth year and he played his 4 years. And then he goes and he doesn't get drafted, only goes through the draft process, doesn't sign as a free agent. Technically, he would be available. Not technically. He would be available based off of this injunction to potentially come back to Auburn, or if he would have entered the transfer portal, he could go wherever he wanted. Golish talks about it, and I'm going to be honest, I was kind of surprised. And this clip tells me a couple of things, and we're going to play it and then talk about it after.
Yeah, you know, we've got a little bit of room. It's been such a funky deal that came out Friday night. We're all starting to get used to just court rulings dropping on Friday nights. And so then our whole recruiting staff is calling, and then there's clarity on it on Sunday. And so there's still a bunch of clarity that's got to come of that. Ultimately, we've got a little bit of room. We're open and kind of working through it. This is kind of a crazy time to just add somebody. But if it's somebody, especially at a position of need, that can help, it's a really limited number, and how they've clarified it as of yesterday, it's a really limited number of guys. So potentially, I'm leaving the door open. We're working through a little bit of it. If it's the right fit, I certainly wouldn't be opposed to it.
So a couple of things there. Number one, the amount of guys available is very, very small. Think about all of the criteria. They would have had to have only played 4 years. They would have had to have not gotten drafted. And then if it's not someone just returning back to your team, they would have had to have gone in the portal back when the portal opened, which was threw a wrench in a lot of things. That makes everything much, much tougher. So, yeah, right off the bat, it's not like there's hundreds of these guys out there that you can pick from. It's only very, very few. So if Auburn adds anyone, you're talking about maybe one player, one or maybe at most, I would think, two players. But he didn't say no. And not only did he not say no, he's like, well, yeah, we're open to it. And if it's a position of need, it's somebody we would definitely entertain. That tells me they may already have some folks in mind. You're looking at, when fall camp opened, you had the big injury news, which was, Ty Buster. Does this open the door for a potential offensive lineman to be added to the roster to help there, even if it's somebody that, gosh, you don't even really expect much out of other than to be a depth piece? Could that be a position of need? Could there be a pass rusher? I think there actually was a pass rusher from maybe Louisiana Monroe. I can't think of his name right now, but I think he was like an all-conference pass rusher. I would imagine he's probably going to be a very, very expensive player to add. But that's a position where you always, if there's an elite pass rusher, you're always going to take him. And I don't want to sound, you know, cruel here or cold, but nobody on your roster can go anywhere. None of your – so it, even if it's a position where, you know, maybe it was hard in the regular portal to bring in folks because you may lose folks that are unhappy with playing time or whatever, your current guys can't really go anywhere right now. It's the timing is really wild. I'm trying to even think how this would work. So classes start on August 17th. So you would have to figure out who you're going to get, bring them in as soon as possible, and I would think you would have to get them in like within the next week or so for it to make any sense for them to be able to help at all and be anything other than a distraction leading up to the first game. Because, I mean, gosh, we're counting down days now until kickoff. I think we're inside or we're right at 30 days. So you got fall camp going on. You got classes starting August 17th. You would have to really, really go quickly to make it happen. One guy that could potentially be available that, I mean, obviously everybody's ears perked up whenever this guy, the only negative is I'm not 100% sure. There's an argument that this is a position of need, but I think there's other positions of need, but there's a defensive tackle from South Florida last year, Trayvon Mitchell. Defensive tackle, he's 6 foot, 282 pounds, had some pretty good production last year. He actually went into the portal, and he did not, I don't think he signed with an eight, or he signed or went through any of the draft stuff, so I think he's pretty much free and clear to potentially add. This was, you know, one of the things that popped right at when this ruling dropped. It's almost like he was kind of waiting on it. So he did not he entered the portal. He did not attend an NFL minicamp. Obviously, he's got the connections to Golish, 29 tackles, 2 sacks last year. Could that be somebody that you add to that room? I think there's an argument that you can't have too many defensive linemen, particularly on the interior. But is it worth disrupting? I don't know, disrupting that room or causing that distraction with it being, you know, a new guy, a new face in there. The Golish would obviously know about this guy. He would obviously know his work ethic, his character, know how he would fit, but that could be somebody to watch. I would think if you add anybody, it'd be an offensive lineman or a pass rusher. I don't really know. I don't expect there to be like a playmaking wide receiver available or, you know, anybody that's like that significant of an impact in other places. But who knows? You could find some depth pieces if you need it. And he said there was some room on the roster, and there is, because I don't think they're fully at the 105 like scholarship guys. There's over 105 players on the roster, but some of those are the old school walk-ons. They're called designated student athletes now, and they're allowed to stay on until they graduate, and then those numbers fall off eventually to where you're at 105. We'll see. Dadgum, you can just add players anytime now. A ruling drops, and you can go add players. We'll be trading midseason before long. I can't wait. I'm talking tongue-in-cheek a little bit there. All right, let's preview practice. You had your first practice in the books yesterday. We got another one today. We'll get to see Looking forward to that. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere, not just in Auburn. Auburn people all across the country. We have a network we're building of many, many businesses across many, many industries. And you can list your business for less than a dollar a day. And then if you're an Auburn person and you're about to make a purchase or need looking for a service, start with an Auburn person. Check us out. Show some love. It's buyauburn.com. And along those same lines, if you need a good real estate agent in the Auburn, Opelika, Lee County, or surrounding areas, hit me up. Kyle Rush with Keller Williams. It's Kyle Rush at KW.com is my email. If you're looking to buy, build, sell, or you want to invest, got a lot of cool investment opportunities as far as investment properties go. Got some game day cottages, got some townhomes, all kinds of stuff. Hit me up. It's Kyle Rush at KW.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk about practice. We get some more practice today. Number two in the books, they're still going to be, I believe, in helmets and no pads today. They have to do a few of those before they go full pads, which I think is going to be Saturday, which we also get to see. So we'll get to see the full practice. Not the full practice. We'll get to see full pads practice, a portion of it anyway, on Saturday. But what to talk about today? Look, I think there were a couple of big storylines going into and coming out of practice yesterday. One of the big storylines going into practice was running backs. And a lot of that came from yesterday, Tuesday's press conference and the glowing remarks about Omar Mabson, and also the less than glowing remarks on Bryson Washington. And I want to make sure I'm clear. It's not been like disparaging remarks. It's just that he's not all the way back healthy, or has not been all the way back healthy, and they need him to be healthy so they can, you know, feed him 5-6 plays in a row, like that kind of thing. Trust him. They don't have that problem with Omar. Omar has been the guy since they've been here as far as doing things the right way and impressing them and his work ethic and so on and so forth. So today I'm going to be really paying attention to the running backs and their rotations and how they are doing things and what the pecking order looks like. Yesterday I focused a lot on defense. Zach focused mostly on the offense. So we're going to flip the script today. So that's one I'm going to be in the hip pocket of the running backs. They don't do a ton of team stuff in the periods that we see. They do a lot of individual work, but there is some time where they're going with their quarterback. Like they're doing some handoff drills and things like that with the quarterbacks. So you'll be able to tell by who's going with who. You'll kind of get an idea of maybe some, at least initial pecking order as day two of camp. You know what I mean? So that's a big one that I'm going to be paying attention to. Wide receivers is also a big storyline. I talked about it yesterday on the live that I felt like that may have been the biggest sort of surprise of the day, maybe. Deshaun Spencer seeming to be the starter in the slot. And you're automatically thinking, well, what happened to Chaz? Well, Chaz now seems to have moved to the outside. I never noticed that in spring. I never noticed Chaz. I know they said they were going to move Chaz all over the place. But by and large, the whole spring, every time they lined up, I mean, it was like clockwork. It would be Keyshawn Singleton, it'd be Chaz Nimrod in the slot, and it'd be Jeremiah Coger on the outside. That's it. That may have even been the lineup for the start of the 8A game, minus Brian Williams Jr. on the outside, because Keyshawn Singleton served that like one quarter suspension or whatever it was. So fast forward to yesterday, and you have Keyshawn Singleton on one outside. You have what I believe is Chaz Nimrod on the other outside, and then Deshaun Spencer in the slot. So the question is that an experiment? Are we just feeling things out? Or was Deshaun Spencer so good in the slot? Was Deshaun Spencer in the slot and Chaz on the outside that much, is that much a better combo than Chaz Nimrod in the slot and Jeremiah Koger outside? I think that's going to be the question that I'm going to look to be answered as we continue to go on. And maybe that's the question that the coaching staff's trying to answer as well. Again, it could have just been a experiment thing yesterday. You may get out there today and it's right back to normal, but I think it's definitely something to pay attention to. And kudos to freaking John Spencer, man. Holy cow. Think about that storyline. One of the last players added in that class. And then you come in and work your way all the way up to where you're so good that now they have to really, like, we got to rearrange a whole bunch of stuff to try to get this guy on the field. I think that's really cool. And then it also speaks to Chaz Nimrod. It's like, it don't matter who you put on the field. We can put him, you know, in the backfield if we need to. You just got to get that guy on the field. He's just that good. To them, he's just that much, he's just that valuable to this staff to be on the field. So fun stuff, man. I'm obviously going to watch offensive line too. I am going to key mostly in on running backs and wide receivers, though. I just think that's the biggest story to watch. And we don't get enough time to see what we didn't yesterday to see what a start, what a five-man offensive line looks like. They do a lot of like individual drills like in that period of time. So it's really hard to see what a five across offensive line really looks like. We think we have a pretty good idea of it already. But I'll keep my eyes open, but I don't expect to see much there. So I watched tight ends. Yep, tight ends worked a little bit over there on the defensive side. They worked kind of right beside the defensive line. So I saw a good bit of that. So I probably won't key in too much on tight ends. It'll be wide receivers and running backs. So we're going to go live at 2:00 again, if we can. I'll announce, you know, you'll see the link that I put out on X and in the YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube Premium, our YouTube Premium membership, so that you can comment. I kind of messed up the format yesterday, but today it'll be members only comments to start with. So make sure you're subscribed so that you can ask, get your questions in, and we'll go for as long as you guys are in there. So, you know, yesterday it was like 40 to 50 minutes. We'll do it again. Make sure you're there. It's a ton of fun, guys. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back again very, very soon, as in like this afternoon. Y'all have a great day and stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.